Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dahl Oxide. Today is episode 67 on Destiny 2. You could find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my extremely sporadic now podcast, Brew the Truth, and any day-to-day photos, cosplay photos, cat photos on my Instagram, at Dahl Oxide. So Destiny 2 is just being released probably today, if I'm releasing this episode on the proper day, and it's getting released on PC today. So I actually did not play the first Destiny game because I'm not very big into console games unless it's something that I hear like very, very good things about. And I did hear a lot of really great things about Destiny. It's just at the time that Destiny was released, I couldn't really go for the subscription to PlayStation Online, the PlayStation Network stuff. So I couldn't really afford it at that time. And I was interested, but I, again, couldn't afford it. So now that it's coming to PC and it's going to be on Battle.net, I'm very interested in this because, first off, I was very interested in Destiny 1, and I never played it. So Destiny 2, now that it's coming out, I'm pre-ordered it already. I'm waiting for the game to be released tomorrow, which I'm very, very excited by. But unfortunately, having never played it before, I have more questions than answers for how Destiny is played, really. I understand that it's kind of like a first-person shooter MMO, but basically, this episode is going to be like me telling you kind of what I think it's going to be like from an amateur perspective, never having played the game before, and then maybe you just laughing at me saying, no, it won't be anything like that, or kind of maybe you learning with me, like, hey, maybe this is something new for this specific, you know, for 2 instead of the original Destiny. So my basic understanding of the game is that it's really fucking cool, all right? And now, I understand inside of Destiny 2, there's a level cap of 20. 20 seems very low to me, but I guess it doesn't really matter because just like in any other game that you might have, you know, if it's an MMO, you're going to hit the level cap, and the only thing that you're going to be able to do from there is upgrade your gear. And I understand in this game, in Destiny at least, it used to be called your light level or something to that effect, and now it's called your power level. So I kind of like the idea that it's called power level because, first off, they're not hiding anything. It's your power level. It's how strong you are, how powerful you are. A little upset it doesn't go to 8,000 or 9,000, but I'm okay with it because it's true to the game. It's a true thing. You know, if you go up to somebody and you say, hey, my power level is this, they understand how powerful you are. So I like that. And I'm really emphasizing power here because I feel like it is a very important aspect of the game, especially considering, you know, the highest thing that I've seen so far is people saying that the power level only goes to about 350 or so. And I imagine that's like, it seems like once you get past 280, it's really hard to build up power past that. So this is something that I'm intrigued by because it's similar in a way to how Diablo drops happen. And in Diablo, you have like, you know, your regular drops. And then, you know, in this, a legendary, I guess, would be equivalent to an exotic weapon or an exotic piece of gear inside of Destiny. So it's not exactly the same as far as like how rare gear goes, but I understand that there are different levels and the different levels get you different levels of light, or in this specific game version of the game, it's power. And the better, not necessarily the better the weapon increases your light, it's more something to do with, I think, with the stats, but I'm not 100% certain on this, and this is where the confusion comes in. So I'm going to be playing the game, and I have a couple of friends that are buying the game that are hoping to play it with me, and I understand that there's a PvP and a PvE aspect of the game, and there's also co-op portions of the game, but the thing that confuses me here is I'm not quite sure where all of these different aspects of the game come in. So for instance, in Diablo, if you go in and you start a new season, you know, you can have 4 people inside of your group. Those 4 people can go through and level up together the entire time. They could split off, level up by themselves, things like this. Inside of Destiny, I kind of get the impression that you have to start in the game in campaign mode by yourself and make it to a certain point either in campaign mode or get to maximum level before you could start teaming up with people, which, while I'm okay with because I've done this before in other games, I would prefer playing with other people because that's part of the reason I bought the game. The other thing I'm not sure about is loot sharing and if it's even a fucking thing, because the way that they make it seem is like you get loot and then it's just yours is kind of what it seems like. And I understand that the end goal of the game is to get your own character to raise up higher, but there's just so many different aspects that aren't very clear to someone that hasn't played the game before. And as someone who hasn't played the game before, trying to find information on it is a little sparse. Now, given I've only done a couple of hours of research on this, if anything, I'd say I've done maybe 5 hours of research, and most of it's been on Destiny 2 itself and how I can get a good price on the game, what kind of items you get for pre-ordering, is it better to do the Super Deluxe Edition and so forth, and then additionally how to level from 0 to 20, what you're going to do after 0 to 20, and the fastest way to do these things. So I've looked into it a good amount, and I feel like I understand more than most beginners might understand, but there's just so many unanswered questions, you know, because I can't fathom if I was to go into like a raid, for instance, where I don't even know at what point you can begin raiding, but I do understand that there's certain aspects of raid that, you know, are pretty awesome. So it's supposed to be one of the easiest ways to get the best gear inside of the game. And in addition to that, I think it's a 6-man team that you can go in with, and it could be pretty much any mix or mesh up of the different classes as you might want. But generally speaking, it seems like at least one Titan is probably required. And in that case, then I think that one of my friends would probably roll a Titan, friends that might be subscribed or watching. But I'm not going to roll a Titan. I intend to either roll a Hunter or a Warlock. Now, the thing that's weird to me is that if it is like specific gear to specific people inside of raids that you can't share, then that seems kind of like a letdown. But it also makes sense in a way, because I understand that you can do 3 raids a week if you have one of every character type. The thing that isn't quite clear to me is I believe that you can share gear between your toons as long as you don't like equip it. I think that you could keep it in like an inventory of some kind and kind of transfer it between yourself. But I'm not 100% that that's the way it is either, because it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of information on this. And as I said, I haven't done like a full search on all of this yet, because I intend to learn some of it while I go, but it is a little confusing. So because of this, it prompts me, of course, to want to do more research on this. But again, with the game coming out today, basically, I don't really have time to do this research. So instead, I think I'm probably just going to, you know, wing it and go from there. It's probably more fun this way. And honestly, like, if I find that I chose the wrong class or the wrong subclass or any number of things, then I'm sure that I'll be able to reset and I'll learn for more for the expansions and things like that. Additionally, with the expansion, since they haven't really set in stone, at least that I've seen, when the first expansion is being released, I find it really weird that the current version of the game, just flat base Destiny 2, is being released on PC October 24th. It's been out on Xbox and PlayStation for a couple months, I think, at this point. But the thing that's really odd to me is that I think the next expansion comes out like next month. So the very first expansion, downloadable content inside of the game, comes out less than 2 months after the fucking game's released. Seems really ridiculous to me. And even past that, they already have planned the second expansion. So I'm a little confused by the way that the expansions are going to work, but I bought the base game only because I felt like it was the best value at the time. Now, I understand that there's different ways that you could purchase the expansions. You can get the expansion pass separately. You can get it included inside of a bundle, or you can get it inside of like a deluxe edition that comes with it and some specialty items. I found the most worthwhile thing for me was going to be to buy just the base game, and then possibly for like Black Friday or Christmas, if they have a sale on the expansion, pick up the expansion or the expansion pass. So the reason that I think this is that, generally speaking, I find that most games, especially ones that are in Blizzard store, go on sale around Christmas and around Black Friday, because they're going to just want to sell more of them. So the biggest problem I have with buying the full expansion pass with the, well, I say full, but I mean the 2 expansion pass, is that let's say that I buy this 2 expansion pass and I'm having a really great time playing the game, but my friends don't really enjoy it and they decide to not play anymore. Now, if I'm a high enough caliber player, it's not going to matter because I'll find groups inside of, you know, online groups or any other number of places to be able to continue playing with people. I'm really excited that the game is going to be released tomorrow, and I'm hoping to be able to play it tomorrow, but I do have some other engagements I have to take care of, and that's going to run pretty late. So hopefully I get to go ahead and play it, and hopefully it's very enjoyable. If I just have something completely fucking wrong, by all means, let me know. If you have any suggestions on videos maybe to watch that could possibly increase my knowledge on the game, also let me know. If you have suggestions for future podcasts, again, let me know. And as always, thank you for joining us today. Go ahead and please do hit that subscribe button. Please do share these episodes. And as always, again, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.